At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Oh, this hour, it's finally back. It's everyone's favorite seasonal game to play in Southern California. Gunshot or firework get you all ready to go. You know, we are still a few weeks away, obviously, from the month of July, 4th of July, etc. But it's never too early to start practicing, getting your skills ready to go. Because eventually, soon enough, you will be in a room full of people. They'll hear a pop, pop, pop. And they'll start going, oh, my God, what do we do? That's what they're going to hear. And you got to have that conversation.
That sounds like.
And you can say, no, no, I've been listening to the Klein Alley Show, K-Rock. I now am a professional. Well, I hear it. I know what it is.
It's already obviously started because it kept Vanessa up last night.
Yeah, I heard him too yesterday in the Valley. It was, I don't know what they were celebrating. Maybe it was something at the Hollywood Bowl. It was like a jazz festival maybe over there or something.
That deserves fireworks.
Definitely does not deserve fireworks.
But do you think that the majority of them are practicing for their fireworks shows?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are practicing. They don't want to, you know, right now you want to get all the bad ones. If you're buying a bunch of stuff, you know, illegal fireworks from China, which they say we should stop doing, you want to make sure you've got the good ones for when it really matters.
Yeah, but see, what if you accidentally fired off the good ones?
Well, ideally, you get a lot of them. I mean, no one's ordering, like, one of each. They're getting a ton of each, and then you do a few practice runs. El Cheapo Alley gets one of each.
I'll take one Roman candle, please.
So, anyway, we'll get into that this hour back on the show. And someone on this show did something that we've made fun of for a while. I think we've all made fun of it, even the person that started doing it. And now they claim that they have completely shifted their opinion. We're not afraid to admit when we're wrong, which is rare. But someone on the show is going to have to eat their words.
And I'll eat them good.
So we'll get into that coming up this morning and this hour on the show. Before we start giving you tickets, MyChem Dodger Stadium and Offspring at the Forum, both in your future this morning, right here on Klein Alley Show. Now, if we were a legitimate media operation here at K-Rock, I mean, K-Rock probably is, but Klein Alley Show, not so much. We would have reporters on the scene at all the big stories. And there's a lot of big stories, perhaps no bigger story still unfolding, even though it feels like it's been buried the past few weeks. Then what's going on with Diddy? We don't have anyone at the courtroom proceedings because they're happening on the East Coast. And occasionally we've talked about some updates because they're interesting. But for the most part, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about it.
And there's a lot to keep up with. It's impossible.
Yeah, I mean, the last time we really went in depth here was when we went to Mel's drive-thru and convinced them to put our picture up when they took his picture down. And it's still hanging there at the one on Hollywood and Highland. I don't know why, but when you walk right in, it's a picture of Klein and Allie where Diddy used to be.
It's funny what our definition of inside reporting
right.
is.
Meanwhile, Allie's mom, apparently, the throat goat, is very involved in this case. And I understand why, because I feel like it's got all the things.
It's titillating.
And she's, you know, your mom is a very sexual person. You don't mind me saying that. She's been with a ton of men and had a lot of husbands, and she's even admitted that she's great with her throat.
She's also retired and likes to keep up with any big true crime news that's going on, and the Diddy trial happens to be one that she's interested in. So she was able to provide updates to me, because I went up to the Bay Area over the weekend, that I had not heard of. And I feel like I kind of keep an eye on things and some of the bigger updates I've been sharing in ADD News, but she knew a level of detail that I'm not even sure is accurate at this point, but she unloaded all of this to me.
What a weird conversation to have.
It was fascinating.
This is the throat goat breaking down the latest on the Diddy trial, Allie and her actual mother.
She liked to watch. The whole thing is, so Diddy, itty bitty Diddy, would sit in a corner.
Why is he called Itty Bitty Diddy?
Because he has a... So they call him Itty Bitty Diddy.
Well, she's saying that we had to beep some of that. She's saying he has a tiny dong. I don't know where she came up with this, by the way.
Which I'm like, where are you reading that he's called Itty Bitty Diddy?
Right.
She said that that's what they call him.
Who's they?
I'm like, who is they? Where are you getting this information? Are you just deciding that he's
Is that the prosecution that's using that term? Because it's all about branding these days. So anyway, she goes
Did
into...
Did he shake his head to the jury?
Yeah, no. Yeah, they got the courtroom, the artist to go with a smaller pencil to draw everything.
He would sit in a corner, naked from the neck down, and then he'd wear like this burqa thing over his face, but his eyes would be showing.
That's like in Squid Games, what they would do. All the rich guys would do
this. Again, I never read it.
See, I don't know where it's like.
Is your mom making this up?
No,
or, I mean,
she's talking to me about it like it's complete fact.
Wow.
Now, your mom, we should point out, used to have a job working in a courtroom where she would.
She was a court reporter.
She would type those. She would have to be the person that typed the stuff really quickly.
Yeah,
tap, tap, tap.
She was a stenographer?
Yeah, she had like that tiny, she had her own company for a while. Whoa. She's lived a lot of different lives. So she had that tiny little computer that has like no keys on it.
Yeah.
You know, and she'd be doing
like symbols. It's like shorthand, right?
Yeah, and then it like would print out those tiny little scrolls that were just a bunch of googly letters. But then she would.
Wow. But the judge would yell to her like, hey, throat goat. What did the guy just say?
She wouldn't say throat goat.
Well, whatever he would say to her.
She hadn't earned that title
yet. Right, but hey, he'd say, hey, Allie's mom, read back what the person, and she would have to like grab the little scroll and read it back.
Yeah.
So she knows the way the courtroom works, so maybe she's got intel, or maybe she
can
even.
Well, this is an interest to her because, yeah, she was in this field.
Yeah, I mean, she probably didn't have anything nearly as exciting as what's going on with Diddy. So anyway, she's breaking down some of the stuff. I hadn't heard any. Most of the stuff she talks to you about now, I had not even heard.
Me either.
And I'm not like very invested in this case at all.
But like, wouldn't we have heard about this?
Listen to this. I don't know how much of this is, quote, speculation. We should probably point out for our own legal protection here. But anyway,
here we go.
She cites her sources. And the girl had to dress up in a wig, lingerie, and high heels. And then he would arrange for male entertainers, sex workers, whatever, to come over. And
now, what was that? What was that noise?
I think that was an ashtray.
Oh, okay. She's some ash she's got. What is she smoking?
Come over.
A card at once?
And she would have to role play with the guy or, you know, flirt and do this. And Diddy would watch everything. And the baby oil, you know, they busted his one of his houses. He had 900 bottles of Astroglide. I mean, who does that?
So she's very on top of the stats. And, like, you know, listen, anyone who's invested in this case is probably keeping up with some of the stuff.
I mean, everyone's heard of the Astroglide thing.
Sure. But, I mean, the fact that she's, I don't know who brought this up. Did she bring this up to you? Or did you bring this up to her?
She started asking me what I was watching as far as, like, true crime stuff.
Got it. We
both watch it. And we ended up talking about a bunch of different cases that currently have documentaries coming out. And then we got on the topic of Diddy.
Okay. So then she goes into, now this part of the story I had never heard before. This is where things get real weird.
And he'd masturbate while they were having sex.
Yeah.
And he even wanted them to pretend one time that they were basketball and NBA players.
Now, I didn't hear this part of the story at all, but listen, she goes into specifics.
Okay, listen, this, you're going to be Shaq, okay?
Yeah, Omar, just wait. You're not wrong.
One of them had to be Michael Jordan. One of them had to be Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, my God.
That's literally what you just said.
Now, once again, as we pointed out earlier, Shaquille O'Neal really putting himself in everything these days. There's not any sort of thing he will not put in.
He's like, I'll give you $5 if I can use your name in this white party.
I was at like a Staples the other day. There's a giant cardboard cutout of Shaq, and it was like, buy this toner. Like, it's, you guys selling everything. Yep. So now he's involved in the Diddy trial, too, apparently role playing a Shaq.
Really?
I mean, he wanted the big men.
How do you know all this?
Yeah, so Allie asked the proper question to her own mother, which is, how do you know all these details? This is so much stuff that you know.
It's like, oh, he wanted him big because he was a tiny itty bitty Diddy.
So she's claiming that he was having some sort of a weird fantasy role being played in front of his very brain, in front of his eyes.
Right.
But for
with
his
little burka mask on.
Right, with his mask over his eyes.
How do you know all this?
I've been reading about it. Also, Nancy Grace.
Right, there you go. The white lady Sherpa, Nancy Grace. Huh? That's how.
Nancy Grace is saying all this stuff about Michael Jordan Shaq, which probably is not
accurate. I like
accurate.
It how, just like Allie, she started by saying, I've been reading it. When the answer is, she has not been reading any of it. The only answer is Nancy Grace. But no one wants to say that, so they want to sound smarter.
Exactly.
As soon as people go, oh, how did you know that? Whenever I find something on Instagram that's interesting, I always tell my wife, she goes, how do you know that couples that have sex 9 times a week are happier? I said, I read it.
I read about it. Like, you're sitting there with a big fat
book in front of me, and I'm going through scroll, you know? And she goes, you read it? Where did you read it? And I go, that doesn't mean on Instagram.
Exactly.
And she goes, oh, well, that doesn't mean anything.
Or it's like, oh, it was a TikTok video.
But as soon as you say Reddit, everyone's like, whoa, okay,
oh,
doctor.
You're red.
So anyway, this is her point.
I didn't know Nancy Grace was still on.
Oh, yeah. As a podcast. Itty bitty ditty. And they're saying too that
are you smoking with your mom? Sounds like you're smoking.
Oh, wait, listen, we don't have to focus on that part.
So I can hear it. Allie. No, I can hear it in your voice. It sounds like you're smoking. It sounds like you are smoking.
Let's
literally hear
on.
You have that voice of like, I'm exhaling a cigarette now.
And they're saying.
You hear that? I hear that right there. You can't fool me. You're all smoking, right. Huh? You're back to smoking?
Look, if Nancy Grace didn't say it, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I don't need to be there. I can figure this out.
And they're saying, too, that...
Because when she's talking, Allie, I hear the inhale. Did you hear this? This is Allie smoking.
The phone was in the middle of the table. You don't know who's taking a drag.
She's talking. You're smoking. I hear it. Listen.
And they're saying, too...
You guys hear that?
I was just taken aback.
I thought you said you quit smoking.
I was taken aback by everything.
Allie's back on the cigarettes. Look at that. Big breaking story.
I'm not back on anything.
Move over. What, do you pretend you're Shaq while you're doing that? Or?
The photographer that was always with him, or the one that was holding the umbrella for him all the time, was really his lover. I think he's mad at women because they don't like his itty bitty ditty.
So she's got a theory now.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear her theory over your smoking.
Oh,
but
shut up. Fact that now he has a lover who was his security man with an umbrella is also way out of left field.
Right.
And so he's going to make them experience pain mm-hmm. with the biggest penis in town.
Right. So that he can...
So that it's like
he can live through them.
Yeah. And punish them for not being satisfied with his Tootsie Roll.
All right. Well, there you have it. What breaking knowledge right there. I was unaware.
I mean, if we want to get regular Diddy updates, I feel like she's the only one who's really closely following this. Of all the important things to follow.
Yeah, we may have to get Allie's mom, P-Mommy, on to comment on the Diddy case. It's wild. Huh?
626, I heard that Shaq has a small dong.
Oh, no, that's impossible. There's just an impossibility.
I've been following the Diddy trial pretty damn close, and I do not remember hearing anything about any of this.
Yeah, this all seems wild to me. But okay, it's Allie's mom on the case, so there you have it. Nice check-in with the throat goat. She seems to be an authority. And as a former, how many years of her life she spent working in the courtroom?
Oh, at least, I think 10 to 20.
Yeah, I mean, a decade person working in this. She's already got some authority there, so I think it's already better than anything we could come up with. So there you have it.
Quick, she knows.
Quick break. When we get back, it's time for the first round ever of Gunshot or Firework to get you ready for the season ahead. If you'd like to play with us, we got a great prize up for grabs. In fact, look at this. Here's what we got for you. Cabana for four at Wild Rivers Water Park with a $100 food and beverage credit. The first round of Gunshot or Firework after this quick break. If you'd like to play, call now 800-520-1067. That is next. Can't believe it's time for the first official round of Gunshot or Firework. It's the season officially. It's here. Last night, Vanessa claims 10:30. She's trying to go to sleep. Long Beach couldn't because it was this constant sound of what she couldn't decide if they were gunshots or fireworks, and that is the game that everyone plays, which is why we've turned it into radio's most fun game, and we're going to actually help you win it today, because before we actually get to the game, up for grabs, we got Cabana, $100 food and beverage credit.
Cabana!
And tickets. Cabana Klein is going to be very excited about the Cabana at Wild Rivers Water Park. We get you in. But before we get to the actual game, this is someone from the news that understands that everyone is going to be alarming themselves and their neighbors from pretty much now through, usually the way it works is not through the 4th of July. This kind of starts now, goes through August, because people have
a bunch of leftover fireworks.
Leftover fireworks and leftover gunshots. So here is the news explaining how you can tell the difference, because the amount of calls they get to 911 this time of the year, people go, I'm pretty sure that my neighbor has a machine gun. And they're like, no, it's just fireworks. Here's the news trying to help you win this game and play the game in your own head. Listen.
Hi, everyone. My name's Alicia Moore. I'm going to tell you how to tell the difference between gunshots and fireworks. Gunshots are very crisp, and they have a certain timing or cadence to them. Pop, 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 or pop, pop, pop.
So I don't really know what she's supposed. I don't know what she just played there. Was that gunshot or fireworks?
That was gunshots.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that's what she's saying. Because it's
more
it's
of a pop,
slow
pop,
and
pop.
Steady.
Yeah, but what if there's multiple guns? What if it's a gun fight?
No, that's true. She hasn't done all of the different gunfight scenarios.
So she didn't bring us that. Anyway, she goes.
Fireworks are very loud, just as gunfire, but they are very sporadic. A lot of crackling. Sometimes they echo, and sometimes there's a whistle before the fireworks.
Well, that's obvious. If it's a whistling Pete or something, yeah, of course we know there's a whistle, but a lot of them do not have the whistle.
Our badass gun.
Yeah, or right, or you just one of them cool.
You have a gun. That's
you have a cool whistling gun. Right. Yeah.
So you can see that it kind of sounds very similar. If you close your eyes and imagine like seeing beautiful fireworks, usually you can tell when it's fireworks based on just the cadence alone.
Wow, so you have to close your eyes and imagine what you're hearing?
If you are hearing gun violence erupt, just close your eyes and picture a beautiful fireworks show. And that's her advice, which is why we felt the need to turn this into a PSA game. It's time for Gunshot or Firework. Here we go.
When you live in L.A., you hear nightly. Here at K-Rock, talking about the sound that happens on your block. Firework or
All right, let's say hi to our first contestant of the season. And by the time 4th of July is here, you should all be experts at this so that if there's any ever a conversation happening between friends or in your living room, you can say, don't worry, that is definitely gunshots. Let's say hi to Cameron listening to us in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Cameron.
Yo, yo, yo. How's it going?
I'd love you to be the first winner. If you are, that means you get some tickets, cabana, the whole thing, $100 food and beverage to Wild Rivers. I will play you the sound effect in a moment, and all you have to do is listen, think. You just
listen,
heard. You heard the secret. You heard the secrets a moment ago. That's not it. That's a whistling piece. That's not it. Here we go. Listen closely now. This is the first round of gunshot or firework of the new season. Here we go.
Oh, that's tough.
Wow, whoa.
Close your eyes and imagine.
Close your eyes and picture. Do you see bad guys fighting it out in a Liam Neeson movie? Or perhaps this is up in the skies and it's a beautiful shower of sparkles. And here we go. Is that gunshot? Is that firework?
Wow, I wasn't ready for that one. Let's see. I'm gonna go Liam Neeson action scene gunfight.
Yeah, if it is gunfight, it sounds to me like an old timey gunfight. You know, where they've got the old revolvers and the
It could be a cake of mortars, though, also.
Could be. You're going to lock in and say that is a gun. It's once again, the options are firework, gunshot. That's your only choices.
Right. I'm going gunshot.
All right. He's going to lock in on gunshot now. Let's go ahead and play the rest. He's locked in on gunshot. Now let's see what it is in its entirety. Let's hit it.
The 4th of July is a month away, but illegal fireworks are already being launched in Carson, and they're annoying residents.
I'm so sorry. You put in a decent effort, but out of the gate, we have a loser just proving that no one can really tell the difference.
Even after doing an in-depth tutorial.
Yeah, we gave you that. We gave you all the cheat codes and everything, which means we cannot give you these tickets. And the good news is someone else will win them just by listening to K-Rock. Caller 20 right now.
Interesting song to get into as well.
This was just a coincidence, by the way. I didn't plan this. Trust me. I wish I had thought of it, but I didn't. So it's K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Caller 20. We give you the tickets next for Wild Rivers. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Someone on the show is about to own up to something that they've made fun of for many years now, and they are going to admit that they were wrong and that the rest of the world was right. Who is it? What did they do? We'll get to that in a second. But first, let's say hi to Caller 20, which puts us in Fountain Valley. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi,
how are you? You are on some sort of a very distant Bluetooth, but it does not matter. You are caller 20, which means you'll be enjoying the cabanas at Wild Rivers, plus $100 food and beverage credit. All right?
Yay! Woo!
Thank you. Hold on one second. We got those for you every day this week. Of course, K-Rock's going to continue with the summer ticket blowout. We start that in less than 30 minutes, send you to Dodger Stadium to see my chem. And then on top of that, we've got Offspring tickets for you at the Forum. That'll be just around 10 a.m. sharp. So lots of tickets every single hour. In fact, I don't even think I'm supposed to share this with you, Allie, but after we're off the air and Nicole will be here, we got tickets for Beck, Turnstile, then in the afternoon with Kevin Ryder, some Blink and Incubus, 21 Pilots.
So Nicole loves herself some Turnstile.
It's a full, you better, good luck getting those tickets. You're going to pry them out of her hand. She probably won't even give them to you. So who on the show would like to admit that they were wrong and the rest of the world was right?
Look, Klein, change is good. And even though maybe at the beginning you were against something, I'm sure there are things that you've come around on. For example, you probably hated matcha at first and you thought it was a really stupid trend. And same with acai bowls. And now you're the matcha man. You're eating acai bowls on a regular basis.
I don't drink matcha. I bring it to my wife.
I love matcha.
No, the only time I drink matcha is after she has her one sip of the $10 matcha I brought her. And then she goes, that's enough for me. And then thinks about to sit there.
What?
And it makes me, so then I drink it just because I don't want to throw it out. But I don't like matcha.
Yeah,
I take coffee.
There are things that appear hateable at first because they become such an overnight sensation and you go, ah, oh, what's the hype? This is lame. Same with how everyone feels right now about Labubu dolls. And then after a while you go, all right, what is everybody talking about with this thing? And then maybe you end up liking it. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. Doesn't mean that you're going against your values. It's just something that you maybe developed a negative first impression of, and then all of a sudden you have seen the light. And that is the case with me and pickleball.
I'm taking my clothes and my pickleball paddle.
Yeah, that woman who left angry. Pickleball, we called many times on the show, America's number one nightmare.
I think that woman lost her house.
She lost everything except her pickleball paddle.
That's what she grabbed when she was running out the door.
And Allie has, for the first time ever...
I played pickleball for the first time, guys.
And the best part about it is she said the same thing that every other unathletic loser says when they play pickleball.
No.
And what you said, go ahead, read what you wrote verbatim in the email.
I had the opportunity to play pickleball. My mom had two paddles and two off-brand wiffle balls. I don't think any of it was legit, but I did play my first round of pickleball, and guys, not only am I good, I think I'm a prodigy. I think that I've got some kind of a future here with pickleball. I think this is going to be my next sport. I suck at tennis because there's so much running back and forth. I hate all the running and then the squeaking of the rubber on the floor. I don't like it. It's bothering me.
Don't
so this is much smaller, and I'm pretty good at ping pong. And really all you need is good reaction time. And I'm good with the reaction time. The ball was whiffling that way. I was going boom. And then it was that way. Boom. And then I had a backhand and I was like, "Whatcha?" And I was going back.
Who were you playing against?
Katie.
Just your mom?
No,
your wife.
I played Katie and I played my mother-in-law. So two worthy opponents.
Allie's wife's got those fancy footwork she can do with all those tap dancing moves. So watch out.
I was kicking her ass. I was getting compliments from everybody else that was there because I had really good reaction time and I had never picked up a pickleball.
Allie, I will bet you any amount of money right now, and I've never touched a pickleball paddle in my life. Other than the ones we have in the back office here that I've played around with in the back office, but never with a pickleball. We don't even have a ball. I just take the paddle and hit Johnny in the ass with it. That's how I groom that boy. I will bet you right now, I will go on the court and I will beat you for any amount of money you want to play.
Yeah, but you play tennis.
Not regularly.
You're good at tennis,
No, I'm not.
Why are you already backing down, Allie?
Yeah, you just said you're
a prodigy.
You're a prodigy.
Yes,
you
believe
you're a prodigy. Klein's never even played or know the rules.
Never played.
Anything.
I don't know anything.
I don't know the rules either.
In the
I think
kitchen,
I won.
Out of the kitchen, I've heard people talk about. I don't know one thing about. I just know every.
I don't know about the kitchen.
The reason, what you're saying right now, and I'm happy for you. I hope you found the new hobby.
You're going to do something where you're trying to like ace me and all that dumb crap.
Listen to me. Every old person in the world. This is why this sport got so popular with the elderly, because they go, "Look at me, I'm pretty good at it."
So and is my like, mother-in-law. She's pretty good.
Everyone says that because it's not. I'm not saying you can't get great at it.
You don't have to move as much as tennis.
I'm saying that.
Fine. I don't believe you are good. Like, I bet you we could find a child, probably any random child, and give them a paddle, and they could probably hold their own against you.
Right. But if I were to play against your oldest daughter, I'd win.
Do you think, maybe, but not my youngest one, though. I bet you I would take her with money right now.
No,
the six-year-old,
she would
I would
give up on the game after, like, 2 minutes. She has the attention of a goldfish.
Right. She gets that from me. But I would still take her over. My point is that you are so confident with your own abilities because you have found a thing that is not hard to do.
It's easy to pick up, but it's hard to get really good at it. I'm not saying I'm going to beat you right now. I'm saying I have potential.
You said you're you're a prodigy.
A prodigy needs talent development, okay? I need a sponsor. I need somebody to help me get good.
I know someone who can help you.
Someone needs to train me because I've got it, girl.
You don't. You have the ick factor for sure. You don't have the it factor at all.
It's like, oh man, you know, you look on the court and you see somebody who's like, oh, just playing basketball for funsies. And then you realize that they're so good and they should be in the NBA. That's what I'm saying. I have the potential to be really great.
On the text line, this is someone who claims my 86-year-old father started playing 2 weeks ago and I bet you he could beat Allie. Now that's interesting. You tell us. I will happily step onto the court for the first time ever.
I don't
want to
play you.
That's fine. Then would you rather play a child or an old person?
That's tough.
And I will say right now.
I'd rather play a child.
All right, fine. We'll find the child. If anyone's got a child that has got nothing to do this summer.
A child will not be able to serve.
And they are bored. And I don't even care if they've never played it before.
I'll play a pair of kids.
You'll go against two kids.
Yeah.
Great. Set it up. Lock it down. I know that we had a whole plan to launch a Klein Alley Show pickleball team years ago. We never got around to it. We had a logo. We had everything.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to find the leagues. You got to find those matchups. And the YMCA has a pickleball court, so I can practice.
I promise you this. I will put all of my, whatever you want to bet, Allie, I will put it on the person I've never even met before. I would even put up Blind Charlie to beat you. And these guys blind.
Stop it. Why don't you believe in me at all? Because I'm telling you, I've got something.
Because you're doing all the same things that every person that ever did. I've heard so many people that go, you know what I played this weekend for the first time ever? Pickleball. I'm pretty effing good at it. And I go, there's no way everyone is pretty good at it.
Do you know how fast it was going? It was like, da, 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 da.
Yeah,
da,
I know.
And
that's
I was
why.
Like, boom, 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 boom.
That's why everyone hates it.
And you know, with tennis, it's like I have to work on the backhand and the forehand, and I have to figure out where I'm putting my hands and all that stupid crap. And this is just, you're just reacting. And
Stacey,
every time it went in the place I wanted it to go.
Stacey, please tell me you're a child. Good morning.
Ha, I'm not a child, but I am long lost pickleball captain. Did you ever call back when you're interested in having a team? I was your pickleball captain.
Okay, Sally? Yes. We did put together a team called the L.A. Bodgers based on this woman, Eileen Bodger, who broke her foot playing pickleball. And she, just like Allie, also goes, I just got really good at it really quickly.
Yeah.
And we named our team after her, but we never actually put the team together. And we did draft some people that claimed they wanted to be on our team. And yes, Stacey, I do remember you were going to be our coach. You've got experience in the world of pickleball, or we hired you with no experience?
No, I'm an experienced pickleball player. Allie's right. It's fun. You're both right. It's fun because anybody can do it immediately.
Thank you.
It does take a while to get good at it.
See,
that's why people like it.
So you will coach me?
Yeah.
So I need 2 weeks or a certain period of time to coach with Stacey.
Hold on. I got an 8-year-old.
Until I'm ready for my first matchup.
I have an 8-year-old on the phone. Hold on. Gary, are you 8? Hello, Gary?
Hey, come on, what's going on? Well,
there's no 8-year-old named Gary.
You don't sound 8. Man, your ball's dropped early, dude. go ahead, 8-year-old
Gary.
There
are no Garys anymore.
You want me to head off my 8-year-old?
Yeah, oh yeah, is your 8-year-old there?
Yeah, I got to put him on speaker, though. Sorry, I'm driving.
Is he played pickleball before ever?
No, come on, sir.
Hey, what's your name?
He's already lying.
No, he said
it. Well, this is BS, dude.
Hold on. Hold on, young child.
Gary's up to shenanigans. I don't like this.
What's your name, boy?
Doyle? Doyle.
Oh, Doyle rules. Love it. Hey, you want to play Allie in pickleball? And we'll put a bunch of money up for grabs, and you just got to beat her. You've played before?
Yes.
Okay.
This kid is really good, I can tell.
Do you have your own pickleball equipment, young boy?
No.
Okay, so he doesn't even have his own equipment.
He's being told what to say by Gary. I am not into this.
What are you talking
Move
about?
Move on to the next person.
You want to battle?
I need to approve of the child.
Do you want to battle 11-year-old twins?
Maybe.
Hold on. Hey, hang tight. Doyle, we're not done with you yet.
11 seems a little old.
Hey, shut up.
What? It's tiny.
Jeff.
Yeah.
You have twins?
Yes, sir.
Conjoined or...
I'll take them if they're conjoined.
I'd love Allie to battle some conjoined twins on the court. Are they separated?
It's just my legacy of beating disabled people at sports.
The same woman that beat the one hand. She beat the one-handed man at pool, and now she's taking on conjoined twins.
I'll do anything for a little recognition.
Are they connected or separate, Jeff?
Physically separated. Emotionally, I'm not so sure.
Are they guys or girls?
One of each.
Oh, great, great. Al, you can't even play one of your little BS things. They got one of each.
What?
A boy
and
a girl.
BS
You can't say, it's two boys against me or two girls.
Okay, but hold on a minute. Are they pickleball experienced?
I would say a little bit, yes.
Mm.
They're in the car. Do you want to talk to
them? Yeah, please do. Yes.
Allie, what happened to your confidence?
Yeah, you were quite a prodigy 5 seconds ago. I'll play
drive.
Two kids. Hey, 11-year-old twins, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry your dad makes you listen to this show. Are you open to battling Allie in one game of pickleball?
Of course, yeah.
Do you guys have your own equipment?
See, that's BS. They have their own equipment.
They're going to destroy you.
Yeah, that's not.
That's not what?
Allie, let's get
prodigy?
It on. Let's get it on the court. It's one prodigy versus two children?
I'm not going against two experienced 11-year-olds.
How experienced are you? They're 11. How experienced
they're
could
11.
They be?
They're 11. Yeah.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Like, they, idea when they get into something like Roblox, they're like super good at it in 2 weeks because that's all they think about.
Young children.
I have a life.
Young children?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing pickleball?
It's pretty inconsistent when you play.
Yeah, and which one of you is better?
Me.
Mm-hmm. Do you play competitively?
No.
You think you could beat Allie for $1,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Great. All right.
They sound so bored by it.
Hold on. Jeff, get your kids on the red.
Hey, 208 Allie. Said Cripple. This is Cripple Cody. I'll take on Allie.
Oh, Cripple Cody. Get him on the phone.
I'm interested in. Okay, now I have a system.
The guy can't even use his arms. Guy can't even get in the kitchen unless we build a ramp. All right, listen. Hold on, everyone. This is exciting. Allie, the, quote, pickleball prodigy that played for the first time over the weekend and claims that she is a, her words, not ours, prodigy. Is about, we got to get a court. I don't want, hey, Vanessa, top priority now. We'll get a bunch of your little tiny towels out there on the court.
So if anyone's
sweating, we got, in fact, if anyone can help us get a court, if anyone has access, I don't want this to, let's do this week.
What about me and the coach, my coach, playing you and your child?
No, you cannot find now someone that's like a skilled
ringer.
What advice do you have, Stacey? You heard all the kids battling, challenging Allie. Do you think she has a chance based on the confidence we heard from those children?
No, she doesn't.
Oh. My sponsor!
That's your coach for you. K-Rock, Clan Allie Show. We will do your news now, and then the very first thing we do when the news is done is get you into MyChem Dodger Stadium on July 27th, so be ready to win those tickets. The first pair of tickets is K-Rock blows out tickets all day long, every single hour. New bands, new venues right here in Southern California. Just be ready for your chance to win. But first, let's do your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
At this point, immigrants are looking left and right to see who has got their back right now. And the Dodgers, though they've been killing it on the field, have been very quiet and very careful not to comment on the situation as not to ruffle anybody's feathers. Dave Roberts has been asked about it multiple times in interviews, and he just kind of says, hey, I hope we can be a welcome distraction for people. This weekend, things got in the weeds a little bit because they had asked a singer, a Latina singer, Neza, to do the national anthem. And the Dodgers organization explicitly told her to sing it in English after she had told them she had planned on doing it in Spanish, which made sense for her as a Latina artist and for many other reasons. And then so she posted a video of them telling her, so, you know, we're actually going to do it in English, and her going, okay, and be kind of being surprised. And then she decided to sing it in Spanish anyway.
English, do you speak?
Right. The lady kind of did sound like
that.
That's
the video.
She was like, so I don't know if you heard, but we are going to do it in English today.
English. Can you speak my language?
Oh, Jesus. That video is problematic.
It is kind of how it sounded and looked. So anyway, that video has been viewed over 9 million times. And now this is a follow-up video that Neza put on her TikTok, kind of explaining her mindset and what it was like.
Yeah, I just could not believe when she walked in and told me no, but I just felt like I needed to do it. Para mi gente. Safe to say I'm never allowed in that stadium ever again.
So it's kind of interesting because the Dodgers, I mean, normally baseball teams want to stay out of politics, right? And then it's like, oh, when you win, do you get invited to the White House? Do you go? It's a big political statement if you don't. And you generally just want to stay out of things. And everything is political now. But it is interesting that this behind the scenes, they're going, no, we want you to do it in English, even though you're a Latina singer. Now that actually does make a statement.
And I guess the question would have been, was the plan all along? Obviously, right now we're in the middle of all this heated immigration conversation, the ICE raids, etc. Was the plan, you know, when they had booked her to do the national anthem, that she was going to do it in Spanish? Because had that happened just on a random night at Dodger Stadium, I wouldn't have thought that was weird at all.
Me neither.
Many stadiums before where they've taken liberties. One time Flea went out and just played the national anthem, no words at all. It happens all the time. And this is what it ended up sounding like, so.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, so, then everybody be surfing like California is.
Yeah.
You see them wearing their baggies.
Bob, please stand, by the way, guys.
Huarache sandals, too. a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA.
That's beautiful.
And they say bushy, bushy is problematic.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was a beautiful rendition. All right, I'm not a successful musician by any stretch, but I would imagine one of the best feelings is to hear the news that one of your deep cuts from years ago is all of a sudden a huge success.
Oh, we have that deep cut.
There it is.
You catch him surfing at Delma, inside, outside, you Ventura County, like inside, outside, USA, Santa Cruz and Trestles, inside, outside, you Australia's Narrabeen.
I love it. I'm twisting. I'm doing the white lady twist. So this has happened with Fleetwood Mac Dreams. This has happened with Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush. And now the song Let Down by Radiohead, which is decades old, is now on four different Billboard charts thanks to TikTok. And if you're into the band at all, this might sound like a familiar song to you. This is Let Down. Bear, which is probably what put it on people's radar, but it just take one person to put it up properly on TikTok in a video, and then all of a sudden everyone else is following suit, and it is now on the Hot Rock song list at number 14. It's on the Hot Alternative Songs and Hot Rock and Alternative Songs ranking number 8 and 20, and it's also creeping up on the Hot 100.
So I'm sure we'll be playing that on K-Rock.
Yes, we will.
Because they get real excited here when a K-Rock band all of a sudden becomes TikTok big.
Especially, deep cut.
Spike it. Got to spike it.
And Radiohead's great, but they don't necessarily have that many hugely big charting hits. So the fact that that's happening now, good for them.
Let's get you into a brand new hour of the show right now. And the very first thing we do is send you to a massive K-Rock band. Summer ticket blowout can officially begin. Caller 20, I'm looking for you now.